Over 2,000 homes here are in danger of falling into the sea, and the number at risk has risen by a lot, by 173% in the last 5 years alone. That's according to an internal report at the Department of Environment, Climate and Communications based on a study of Ireland's 19 coastal local authorities. Patricia Devon, investigative journalist with the Journal Investigates, has the story. Patricia, good morning. Tell us more about what you found out.
Yes, so we obtained an internal Department of Environment commissioned report on coastal erosion, which went around all 19 coastal councils in Ireland and found that erosion has escalated between 2017 and 2022 by a massive 173%. And that's concerning homes. There has also been an increase in the number of roads that are considered under threat from erosion. And so this is a huge hike. And the report actually states that it is likely an underestimate, as not all councils could provide data to the survey.
And why has there been such a big increase?
Well, for a number of reasons, Gavin, we've seen an increase in the violent storms hitting the coast. Parts of Ireland obviously have a soft sediment coastline, so there was already erosion there, and those storms have escalated it. So yes, it's a climate change issue, and sadly we have seen it increased in the last number of years.
And is the risk of erosion in any way stopping building in these areas?
Well, the report found that actually 5 of the 19 coastal councils are still allowing property to be built in areas of coastal erosion, which Mary Burke, an academic at Trinity College Dublin, said was frankly irresponsible, and that there needed to be an all-Ireland approach to coastal erosion. So yes, there are some areas that are still allowing building in areas that have been deemed at risk.
And can or are these properties that are at risk being protected in any way?
Well, it's such a local level problem. Believe it or not, it's council's responsibility to look after these properties and deal with it. OPW, it is not in their remit. So each council does this in a different way. Again, the report actually recommends that there needs to be an all-Ireland approach to this, that councils who are dealing with it in a varied number of ways, they need to come together, and there needs to be government action and to dealing with this. So, I mean, there's different ways of saving the properties. Some properties cannot be saved. That is just, I mean, it's impossible. And Mary Burke has suggested that for those most at risk, that the only option is manage to treat.
Patricia Devlin, investigative journalist with the Journal Investigates, thank you for speaking with us this morning.